must try to ignore that it means more than that. Oh, what's love got to do? Got to do with it. What's love? But a second.
You're listening to The Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
Jeff Dawson, East Coast Sports Investors. I always say the show off the air would be better than the show on the air. And you were just like, 1986. You're like, Casey Kasem, this is 1986. I remember having to, I wanted to get Jose Canseco on. And he had like a book deal or something. No, his wife did. And we had to get him on. It was 1510 The Zone back in the day. Like, again, this is like 15 years ago here in Boston. And in order to get him on, we had to have Casey Kasem's daughter on.
Two for one?
And two for one. And the interview was flat out brutal. I remember my co-host, Ryan Russillo, at the time. He was going friggin' crazy. Like, why are we interviewing Casey Kasem? I got to talk about a dog dying. Top 40. And keep reaching for the stars. His daughter was on. And he's like, why are we talking to her? I'm like, because we're going to get Jose Canseco. That's why. So Charles Carter in Rock and Roll Control in Houston dropping Tina Turner there. We got to just know the date of what's love got to do with it. Would you say?
1984.
84.
And you know.
You failed.
Yeah, I did fail there, and I thought I was a little short.
Ooh. Yeah.
You know, quick two-second story. I went to Montreal.
St. Catherine Street,
and I was at Wanda's, which was a gentleman's club. And
get out of here!
Tina Turner was one of the songs there, and I was off. It was 84, 85 when I was up there. And shout out to Andrew McGinnis, a big Canadian fan of ours,
and Wager does, Talk, we love him.
And nope. McGinnis Picks does shows with us Tuesday and Thursday, and I did him wrong there. But my all-time greatest hangovers came on St. Catherine Street.
What were you doing up there? Were you at Bruins Montreal Canadiens? What were you doing up there?
I was at the last two games ever there in the playoffs, game 3 and 4, high above court's ice side, and I saw the Bruins steal game 3 and then get smoked in game 4.
Did you win your bets?
Actually, I had to save my money back then to go back to St. Catherine Street.
There you go. Let's go to the Progressive Insurance guest line once again. Bundle home and auto and save. Visit progressive.com. Formerly at VSiN Live, formerly at ESPN, at B Fox. It's FAWKES22 on X. Ben Fox is online. Hey, Ben, welcome to the Diehards. Anthony and Jeff in Boston. How are you, man?
I'm good. You sure you guys need me? We got gentlemen's clubs. We got Tina Turner. I'm good just listening.
Hey, let's get into this football stuff that happened this weekend. Thoughts on San Francisco's win over the Lions? Did you ever feel like the 49ers are out of that game?
I did.
Okay.
Surprisingly. At the end of the first half, I really think there are one or two other plays. The Lions get that touchdown there and go up 28-7 instead of 24-7. I think that's really difficult to come back from. Again, that's just me. You know, I think San Francisco was about +400, +420 on the money line at one point there. I know at one book at Caesars, I think they're around 8-1 to win the Super Bowl. So they had the Super Bowl market open for next week. You could kind of bet on San Francisco to come back against the Lions and potentially to beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. But the Lions just seemed like they were doing everything that they wanted to do. The defense was playing well. And some of those fourth downs, that's kind of what happens, right, with the variance. They can look really good. And then sometimes if you don't get the points and you don't tack those points on, all of a sudden mistakes and miraculous things happen. And here we are with San Francisco coming back. But I have to say, as a Vikings fan, it was a very Vikings-esque loss for the Lions.
Almost
no way that can happen. It's such a confluence of events that need to go wrong for them to lose that game.
Sure. Hey, staying on the gambling theme, if you will, and again, I ask the stupid questions on the program. That's just what I do. Lions next year, like playing X teams. Do you feel like because of what happened yesterday and obviously the backfiring of the going forward on fourth downs, do you think that will affect lines next year? Is that even possible?
So usually odds makers are pretty slow to adjust. I'd say the public is more likely to bet what they just saw last. So if
it
was a, you know, let's say a week 12 game and next week, week 13, I think you would see the public not betting the Lions because they wouldn't believe in them. I think that the odds makers will have the Lions pretty highly rated, again, assuming they can re-sign some free agents and still have Jared Goff and everyone else there. They just have a very solid team. They're a very young team. But you also have to look at the division and what's around them, too. And the Packers are getting better. We'll see about my Vikings. It's just potentially a stronger division. The Bears could have Caleb Williams. So, like I think Dan Campbell said, it probably is going to be twice as hard for them to get here next year, which is what makes this loss so difficult.
Ben, it's Jeff Dawson. Thank you so much for joining me and Anthony this evening.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, a couple questions I wanted to go with. You talked about the in-game play there. You know, 17 points, we know what the 49ers are all about. But what really intrigued me there is, again, I like to look for opportunities. So if you liked the Niners pre-flop and you still thought they had a chance to win, that 8-1 to win the Super Bowl, obviously playing Monday morning quarterback here, you'd have a great hedge opportunity. You'd be watching the game and guaranteeing yourself four units. My question is, I'm more into the pre-flop, but do you really get into the in-game live and find it a bigger and better opportunity?
So I guess what I would say is my general philosophy is, in many things in life, I guess, you're probably going to get more in the more out of it, the more you put in, right? So it's going to be tougher to bet in-game because you got to be paying attention. You got to have a sportsbook app open. You kind of have to know when you're looking to bet or what the game script is. Right. So it's like if you like the 49ers, you might actually want them to go down 7-0. Right. Then you get a better price. So there's kind of a plan that goes with it. I think there are ways to attack a game in game. But again, it's just something that you have to be kind of have a plan, be willing to look at those angles as they come up. And some people don't want to do that. Right. You just want to put $20 on the Niners or the Lions pregame and watch the game and either win or you lose, but it affords you opportunities as well as to bet potentially the other side. If you're completely wrong, maybe you can hedge your bet a little bit and not lose your entire pregame stake. I like it as well just because you kind of get, like say, you get more information, right? So like you said, if you like the 49ers before the game -7 and you saw that first half and for whatever reason you weren't completely turned off by them, now they're down 24-7. Maybe it's 49ers plus 7.5. You're getting, you know, 14 points from what you had pregame. That obviously, in your opinion, would be a very good bet. So it just affords, you know, a lot more opportunity potentially. But it is something I recommend doing at very kind of small amounts, even just betting, you know, $2, $5, very small amounts, just to do it with a couple games, kind of see how you do and see if it's something you might want to do going forward.
Absolutely. Great, great advice there. I like to say a little beer and pizza money because you can really get caught up into that. I call it quicksand there.
I eat a lot of beer and drink a lot of pizza.
Got about three minutes left, Ben. I'm going to stick with the Vikings. Two questions here for you. Came out today that your star quarterback, Mr. Kirk Cousins, is going to be looking for $45 million per and a 2-3 year guaranteed contract there. And the big question I have, Justin Jefferson, star number one wide receiver in the NFL.
Pay him.
You didn't pay Randy Moss. You didn't pay Stephon Diggs. Thoughts of Justin Jefferson moving forward as well?
2 minutes.
Yeah, you got to pay him. I think in the NFL, we've seen that with the Vikings, right? Before, when the game was a little different, they had Adrian Peterson, unbelievable running back, won an MVP, could kind of control the game from the running back position. In today's NFL, you need wide receivers, and you need guys who basically have to be doubled. And Justin Jefferson is one of those guys. And he had 1,000 yards receiving, even being hurt most of this season or several games. So I think you have to pay him. Cousins is tough. I was hoping there'd be some kind of hometown discount. We'll see if that actually comes to fruition or not. But you can't afford to pay Cousins that much and rebuild the rest of the team as well. And when you have a guy like Justin Jefferson that you have to pay. So this happens to all teams, happened to the Seahawks before and others when you have to start paying the quarterback and paying other great players. But I'm hoping they can make it work or have a trade up to potentially get a quarterback in the draft.
Hey, Ben, I'm a big fan of yours on X, formerly Twitter, BFAWKES22. Appreciate the time out of your busy schedule. We'd love to talk to you later on down the line.
Yeah, sounds good, guys. Anytime.
All right, thank you. Ben Fox
thank
on
you, Ben.
The Progressive Insurance guest line, formerly at ESPN, VSiN Live. It's funny, Jeff, when you talk to all these people and talking about this game and talking about this big Super Bowl. The reality is, Jeff, who's favored, who's the underdog, it really doesn't matter. Just give us a show. Now, this is about not gamblers. This isn't about football purists. This is about the world and the United States. Everyone gets together, Super Bowl parties. Just give us a show.
Entertainment, right?
Correct. I don't know. Maybe I'm going soft in my old age. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. I do know what I'm talking about. Lions, big fan, coming up next.